Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hi everybody, I'm Cassidy, one of your Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders, and you're watching the Believe in Colts podcast.
Welcome back to Believe in Colts. I'm Lawrence Owen, and as usual, we're here at training camp with my credentials. And I'm discussing it with a lot of people right now about how I see training camp unfolding. There's a lot of stuff to unfold here, including the interviews. Yes, the interviews that we have seen since we've been here on Sunday. That was a sold-out media, and I was there with my cam and even got a couple questions in. I was very excited. Thank you to Colts organization for allowing this to happen. And hey, I just want everyone to know that BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports teams, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online source for all your sporting information, from live in-game betting to props and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, that's BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. So let's get into it right now. We've got four interviews to get through, and they are very, very good. We got Frank Reich, we got Matt Ryan, we got Grover Stewart, we got Zaire Franklin. We're going to kick it off with Frank Reich.
Okay, exciting day out here, right? Another sold-out crowd, a lot of energy, and bringing the heat, right? Literally the heat, but the fans brought the heat. So good practice, some things to clean up. We'll clean those up, but good work today and looking forward to getting back out here tomorrow.
Frank, did you get any word on Curtis Brooks? Looked like he left.
Got poked in the eye, but we should be good.
Frank, Stephon Gilmore has been around the ball this whole camp. What did you anticipate you were getting with him? He had a lot of injuries the last couple of years, and then can you contrast that to what you've seen?
He just, like, I can just tell you from a quarterback's perspective, he's the kind of cornerback you fear because the way he sees the game, he knows what's coming before it's coming. He's so quick to recognize routes, concepts, and then he has the ability to make plays on the ball, you know, that, and turn it over. So that's what we've seen from start to finish. Love him. You know, love the player, love the person, love how he's fitting in with this team. Really feel like he's helping our defense and helping our secondary to elevate to a new level for us.
On the same front, Unique is the other big name addition on defense. I'm sure you went to Gus back in February or March and said, what can you tell us about him? What did you know then, and what have you learned the last couple of weeks about him?
One of the things that you can tell from Unique, last year, I might have mentioned this one time way back when, but he's with the Raiders for 1 year, and he's the defensive captain, right? I mean, that tells you something. So he's got this infectious energy to him. He is a relentless effort guy, and then he's just got explosive talent. So, and that's been proven. The production is there; it can't be argued with. So and just love his attitude. I love his attitude. You know, whether he's making plays or even if he's getting beat, he's just got this relentless attitude that I think, you know, all of our guys should have, do have, but he's definitely going to be a leader on our defense.
Was it a long discussion to make that trade?
No, it really wasn't. And, you know, because with Gus and then, you know, Chris had relationship, right, with
all around, yeah,
all around with Marinelli. And that was
like an easy,
that was a huge piece. You know, the Marinelli factor was, you know, because he's the best, right? And so the Marinelli's report on Unique was off the charts. So
you talked about the value that Gilmore's bringing up the defense. What's it doing to a Pittman, a Pierce, and Campbell to go against him every day?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, right, that's just a universal principle, right, that when you're challenged, the more you're challenged, the harder it is, and the more you have to figure out how to win, right? This game, ultimately, like we always say, comes down to one-on-one matchups, and how am I going to win my one-on-one matchup? And so when you go up against a guy like Gilmore, you're just challenged because half the time he knows what you're doing, and you still got to find a way to win. And so I think the receivers have been doing a decent job of that. They, you know, we won our shares versus Gilly, but he's definitely challenging us all to get better.
Frank, how would you evaluate Jelani Woods so far?
I think I see him more and more of him every day. You know, you can just tell he's getting more and more comfortable, you know, with the offense. He's playing faster and faster. You can see big, long speed. You see it out there. And ball's not always going to him. But I'm really excited about the upside that he brings, and I'm excited about what he's doing as a blocker. You know, I mean, he's, you know, he's getting better there. I think Clayton's working hard with him, and it means something to him, so he's working hard to become a better blocker.
You said there's a lot to clean up. There's things to clean up. There's clean up every day, but teamwork a little less efficient by the offense today?
Yeah, I mean, we had like 5 or 6 drop passes. I mean, that was more than we've had the whole training camp. I mean, I don't know, you know, we talked about that for a second, but you know, what we said is, right, you want, you know, when you start the season, you want everything, you want the arrow just to keep going up, up, up. It seldom does that. And today, at least offensively, we'll look at the film. I'm sure there were a lot of good things, but, you know, too many drops today and a few miscues here and there. So we'll clean those things up. You know, there's still a lot of positives. We'll clean those things up. That's part of it, learning how to focus over a sustained period of time.
As far along as is Ogletree having as good of a camp as it might look like from time to time?
I think he is. I mean, I think Drew has come in, and what was evident right away was it just seemed like he knew what he was doing right away.
He doesn't seem lost or scared.
Right. There was never any ramp-up time. It just seemed like he fit in right from the start. So now the challenge is, you know, to keep getting better from here. You know, you come in, you handle it the right way, you look like you belong, but now you got to keep getting better and play winning football, not just play good football. And I think Drew is showing that, and I'm really happy he's here.
Coach, what are your thoughts on the offensive line so far in camp, specifically the tackle group?
Very encouraged. Braden's looked very good. You know, Matt Pryor had a good day today. You know, Matt Pryor, I thought, had a good day today from when I was isolating on him. So I think Strauss has done a good job with those guys. You know, obviously Dennis Kelly got hurt. He was doing pretty well. And the young guys are progressing as well. You know, Bernard's looking better and better each day. So we got to keep fighting. Again, they're being challenged every day, so it's been good on both sides.
Any update on Kelly? Is he going to miss more time, or you know?
Dennis? Yeah, not quite sure at this point, yeah.
Thanks, guys. Let's go.
Thank you.
You got high standards, and Frank was saying there's a lot to clean up today. Just what do you see?
Yeah, I mean, certainly mistakes, you know, by us as well, but that's part of it. You know, that's why we practice. We're out here, you know, pushing ourselves to get better and to improve. And you know, we've had, you know, some really good days. We've had, you know, some days where, you know, we haven't been quite up to the standard, but that's how the season's going to go. You know, it's not going to be just smooth sailing all the way. So days like today are good to learn from. I also think there's a lot of positives, too. You know, whenever you go back and watch practices, yeah, there's things we can clean up, but a lot of good things we did as well. And our defense is playing well, you know, and that's good to see. We're going against you know, a really good unit with talented players, you know, and that's going to make us get better, and it's good. Unfortunately, you're going to have days where they get you sometimes. They got us a few times today. We got them a few times, but, you know, that's what good teams do. There's back and forth and give and take.
Sorry, one of those guys is Gilmore, and he got you today. Frank said as a quarterback, he's a corner that you fear. What's it like going against him every day? And you've played some great corners. What do you see in him that makes him good?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not the first time he's picked me off, you know. So he's good, you know, he really is. And he's got excellent pattern recognition, you know, really good savvy, good ball skills. He's talented. And he's one of those guys who sometimes, you know, can put a seed of doubt, you know, in your mind of what he's going to do. Is he going to break on something? Is he going to, you know, kind of give you something? So with guys like that, you know, I've played against a lot of them in my career. You have to be really accurate and you have to make good decisions. But it's going to force us to get better. I mean, it really is. And that's really good work for our wide receivers. It's really good work for me. You know, honestly, going against, you know, good players all the time sharpens, you know, your skills. And we're certainly fortunate, you know, to have him here.
Matt, with a new team, obviously new personnel, do you feel like the preseason means a little bit more than it normally would for a 36-7-year-old quarterback?
I mean, honestly, I've always felt like it was important, you know, and you know, different coaches and different years have different points of emphasis. But, you know, I've always felt like there's a lot of work that gets done this time of the year, some of it in games, some of it in practices. And, you know, so I don't really think my approach has changed all that much, you know, throughout my career.
Do you want to play in the preseason?
I've always liked, you know, getting out there, getting some reps and doing those kind of things. But that's not my call. That's up to, you know, Frank and Chris. And they've got to determine, you know, what's best for the team.
So last year was kind of odd not playing preseason?
Yeah. I mean, the last 2 years have been odd. I mean, you know, the year before that we had no preseason games too. So, yeah, I don't know how else to answer it.
How do you handle drops when a receiver has a drop or two in a practice?
Yeah, I mean, my thing has always been physical mistakes happen. You know, we've got to limit them, and that's what we work all the time on, you know, developing, you know, our physical skills. But it happens, you know, and you got to move past it, and you got to believe you're going to make the play the next play. And so the mental mistakes are more the things I get hung up on. And those are the things we have to nip in the bud. Those are the things we can control. You know, we're all human. You know, there's going to be times where you make a mistake or physically you just don't make a – I'm going to throw a bad ball. You know, it happens. We want to limit that for sure, and that's why we work so hard. But it's more the mental mistakes, you know, for me that are the ones that, you know, we control. We got to be better than that.
Wrong route or whatever.
I'm sorry?
You're talking mentally, you're talking wrong routes or – not being in the right spot.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even the drops. I mean, it's just like that kind of stuff is in the huddle for me is always like, hey man, put it behind you, let's go, next play. Whereas, you know, a missed assignment or something like that is more of, come on man, we got to get it right. Like we expect, you know, better.
Now, a lot of the offseason with you and Frank, it was a lot of discussion about like what works for you, what doesn't work, how do you fit in, all that. Where do you think you guys are in that process? Have you guys figured most of that out and you're just, you know, installing what you know sort of works? And does that make sense?
Yeah, I think we're pretty far along in that. You know, I feel like I feel like we put in a lot of really good work in the spring and, you know, had a lot of really good conversations about, you know, the things I like and how they fit. It's not necessarily just what I like, but the things that I like that maybe fit, you know, how we're built and what we do. But to be honest with you, a lot of stuff they already had, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's little things here and there and it's details, but I do feel like we're in a good place.
Well, that's actually the other side of it. Like the scheme, it predates you, right? So when you come in and you gotta, you know, start getting familiar with it, just what were your overall thoughts? I mean, just as someone who knows a lot of football and seen a lot of football, did it make a lot of sense to you to see how it could be productive?
For sure. I mean, you turn on the tape from some of the things that they did in the past and the production, you know, speaks for itself. And so, you know, I've been in a number of different systems and I feel like there's, you know, bits and pieces of it. You know, everybody kind of has similar stuff. It's just what you put an emphasis on. And there's certainly been a lot of things, you know, that they've done here successfully in the last handful of years that at different times throughout my career, I've done a lot of it as well.
Matt, I'm curious, a couple more. Developing chemistry at the offensive line, how much of that process is like them knowing how long they got to hold their block based on your drop and where exactly your drop is going to be and how much of that process is going on right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, timing and rhythm, I think that's huge. And it's kind of categorizing plays, you know, in our drops of, are we in five-step timing? Are we in three-step timing? Are we in seven-step timing? You know, those kind of things, and getting a feel for, you know, routinely how quick the ball's out, or on the longer developing ones, you know, we might have to hold up a little bit longer. But those, honestly, those guys do a great job up front. They're really well coached. They've got a good unit, great leadership from Ryan and Q, and, you know, I've been impressed with that group.
How beneficial has it been to have that same group out there for the entire time?
It's huge. I really do think, you know, and you can't control it. You know, you never know what's going to happen with injuries and stuff like that. But, you know, continuity on the offensive line is so big, whether it be in the run game or in pass protection. But there's really a rhythm, you know, in the run game of combination blocking, of, you know, double teams and knowing when to get off. And there's a feel. I say this having never done it, but I've watched it, you know. you can see it. You can see that they have a feel for each other. And so, you know, the more those guys you get work next to each other, they already have a lot of time on task, you know, a lot of these guys of working with one another. You know, maybe not all of it game reps, but a lot of time in practice. Danny's been here, you know, and Matt. And so, you know, I think they've all done a really good job up front.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thank you. Yeah. You're
good.
Yeah, let me talk to you about O-line play.
That's my strength. Thanks.
So, defense, guys, feel like having an upper hand recently, you know, especially in pads, or what do you think?
Yes, sir. I feel like we've been coming out there, doing what we have to do, man, stopping the offense, helping them get better, and, like, helping them be the dominant offense they known to be.
How are you fitting in with the more aggressive play up front? I know, you know, obviously you're playing, you know, the nose is a little different, but I know you guys are just attacking a lot more. How does that work for you in your position specifically, and how do you just like it generally?
So me, I'm a get off guy, and when I first came in the league, I was in that same front, and like having it again just made me feel like I'm back at home. So getting off the ball, getting up field, like messing up the backfield and having fun.
What have you seen out of Eric Johnson?
Eric, he's a player, he done came a long way. Like when I first started meeting him, he was like trying to learn and stuff like that, and like now it seems like everything's clicking. And, like, he done got better over the time, so.
That first step, that explosion you got, it's pretty impressive, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I told him, I was like, hey, you're quick, but you ain't quicker than me yet.
In certain defensive schemes, you know, nose can have a lot of freedom on where they want to go as far as what gaps. Do you get a little bit of that freedom with how explosive you are?
I mean, we do have that freedom, but the main gap is the A gap, so yeah, I want to set the edge right there in the middle, and that's the quicker way to the quarterback. Yes, sir.
When you got Unique chasing down running backs 30 yards downfield, what does that do, just that energy bring for a defensive line?
It brings a lot, man, because he running 30 yards, I'm trying to get down there with him, like 30 yards, because if he punch it out, man, I want to be there to get it, and like seeing another guy run to the ball, that pushes the whole D-line, so. Yes, sir.
How about a defensive back like Stephon Gilmore, as sticky as he's been, how much confidence does it give you that you've got that extra second?
It really make you feel free, like you don't have to worry about the back end. Like, you just do your job, like, have fun out there with the guys and dominate. Yes, sir.
How much of the preseason do you want to or need to play and feel like you're ready?
It really don't matter how much I play, but a couple quarters, and make sure I still got it, choke some guys out. Get out of there.
What are your thoughts on fellow defensive lineman Yannick, who's coming over from the Raiders so far in camp?
Yannick is a good guy, man. He don't help the team out a lot with, like, knowing the keys and, like, helping the younger guys, like, look for different things and, like, helping us, like, the older guys, too, though, with the scheme and everything. So, Yannick, he's a good guy, and, like, he fit right in with the defense.
Another guy who's got a lot of work sometimes with you when Buck was down was R.J. McIntosh. What's it been like running him?
Oh, R.J., he's a dog. Like, he go get it. Like, nose, he'll play it. Three, he'll play it. If coach want to play in, he'll play it. So, R.J., that's my dog. He going to go get it. He done came a long way, too.
When you stop a run as well as you have today, how does that make you feel at the end of the day when you think back about it, especially against this running back pool?
So it make me feel great, man. Like, I can go to my locker, sit back, kick my feet up, because I done did my part.
Grover, how have you and Quiddy started playing off each other in this attacking front?
So I pretty much give Quiddy the freedom. I was like, man, anything you want to do, like, go ahead, because I want you to go and I'm going to eat after you. So, and like, we just communicate. Like, if he feel like he could be the guy inside, I'll watch him and I'll rap outside. If he feel like he could be the guy outside, I'll just mess up the inside and we just eat like that.
How has he been in terms of just getting those rushes down and getting that communication?
You know, Quiddy, he always been able to get the quarterback and, like, get the rushes. So he's been great on it. Yes, sir.
How's Coach Ollie last been one here so far?
He's been great, man. Young coach, man, high energy, man. He really pushed us and, like, help us. And, like, I always tell him, I like, hey, man, I like, loosen up, man. Loosen up. The defense, we got you. The defensive line going to take care of me. He going to take care of us.
You got to have him over for one of your cookouts.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to bring some chicken.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, bro.
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all.
We got Zach.
Thanks, bro.
You know, I just feel like, you know, we were a really good defense last year. Obviously added some great pieces, so, and then obviously with just a new perspective with Coach Gus. It's really just, you know, trying to build on everything we was last year and really becoming that elite defense. Obviously, we've been talking about, you know, making that step for the last couple of years. It's about time we really put, you know, that to the test and really, really do that. So I think our whole mindset when we come out there is just really be the best defense in the league every day. And I think that's just how we all, you know, especially with, you know, 5-3 not being out there, everybody just trying to raise their level of play. So that's really just, you know, it shows up on the practice field.
Okay, playing linebacker in this new defensive scheme, what are some of the traits that they're really looking for you guys?
Definitely, you know, for me, just at the mic, obviously just making all the calls, getting there, a lot of people right. It's a lot more elements, a lot of, you know, a lot of more formation recognition, a lot more checks and different stuff in this defense more. So it's a lot more communication on my part. But then for us, just being fast and physical, you know, and obviously getting the ball a lot. So that's really the biggest thing. Oh, yeah, I love it, too. I like me. I like me. I like me.
You did real well.
Yeah, for sure.
You mentioned this defense taking the next step, like you guys have been talking about. You guys add, like, a Stephon Gilmore and a Yannick. Is that what's elevating you, do you feel? I mean, they look like they've been stars out there for you guys on the field.
Oh, for sure. You know, obviously with Gilly being out there, you know, he's just – you know what I mean, a star and stuff. He raised the level to play and the expectations of everybody in that DB room. You know, him and Kenny, and then obviously having Face and those guys coming over from the staff with last year. Then Yannick, he just brings that energy, that hustle, that dog mentality, you know, that we already play with. He ride along. So those guys, they really just add to the mentality that we really already have. I think, you know, Chris and Frank do a great job of when they bring free agents in, their personalities, how they like to play and how they go about things. It's already so much like the guys that's already in the building. It's always such a seamless fit. I don't really think there's been too many guys that we signed that, like, just personality-wise and play-style-wise just didn't really mesh with everybody that was already here. So.
Have you been mostly playing Mike with 53
out? Yes, sir.
When he's back, do you expect to stay there and shift to the strong fit, Sam?
You know, when he comes back, I expect, you know, the best of linebackers to play. So, you know, when he plays, you know, just making sure I'm on the field. So that's all that matters.
Exactly. So there's not like 90 guys out here. A lot of them are going to make this roster or be a special team. For some of you did, obviously, mm-hmm. when you were a rookie. What did they have to do well to separate themselves this time of year to ensure that they're on the roster? You know, week one
here? Yeah, you know, when you're a guy that's really trying to stand out, first of all, I would just say take advantage of all your opportunities. You know, when you're a young guy, reps are very limited. You know, right now everybody's worried about getting the starters ready, getting the guys that they know are going to be there ready. So you may only get, you know, I remember my second year, I was getting 2 team reps every other team period. So I'm like, if I want to get a team, ain't no way I'm a loaf. And every time I'm out there, I got to make a play. Like, they got to know I was at practice today, you know. And even when it comes to, you know, special teams, most of that stuff is just always knowing your assignment. You know, we professionals. You know, it's not college. Nobody cares, you know, how much is on you. Know your job. And I think knowing your job and doing it with great intensity and great effort is always going to separate yourself. So Just taking advantage of opportunities and then just always being on your P's and Q's. And, you know, doing that will definitely separate yourself.
One of those kind of hit on something there. You had to earn your way.
For sure.
You came in from the bottom. And how much has that kind of formed the player you have become now? Because you are playing a lot more, but, you know, your attitude hasn't changed.
Yeah, I just think, it gives me that appreciation for where I am now, just knowing the journey that I've been on. Like I said, I came from getting every other team I was getting reps, so how I'm going to complain I'm on a 15-play drive, you know what I mean? Because I remember being on the sideline wishing I was getting those reps. So, you know, just always being grateful for the journey and always knowing that, you know, I'm inspiring other guys that, you know, they're on them bottle roster guys to let them know, like, look, this is what you achieve if you put the work in. The same way, you know, Kenny Moore did it for me, watching Kenny, you know, come from special teams, cut guy to, you know, best corner, best nickel in the league. Even Pierre Desir and all those other guys that came in that really inspired me. So I'm just paying it forward like they did for me.
One of those young guys that's flashed a ton for us so far is JoJo Doman. What have you seen out of that guy so far?
Yeah, I like JoJo. JoJo know how to show up. And I think that's a big thing for him. Obviously, young guy just trying to get his bearings down, but he's done a good job of picking up the defense, you know, playing fast and, you know, trying to make the plays that come to him. Obviously, all the young guys got a ways to go, and, you know, it really shows up when the preseason games happen for the young guys. You know, this is just practice, but you got to learn how to make them plays in the game. But I like JoJo so far. He's sitting next to me in meetings. I'll be trying to chop it up with him and try to give him as much game as I can. So, yeah, JoJo been making plays.
How much preseason do you need, do you think? How much
action? Come on now. You're trying to get me in trouble. Here you go. I mean, last year, after I made the big hit in Carolina, I felt like I was cool. I ain't need to play no more. But, you know, I do understand, you know, just getting your wind up. You know, a 15-play drive in practice is not the same as in a game setting when you really have to run, make a tackle, come back to spot the ball. Like, when it's really officiating and it's not just, oh, jump off sides, all right, let's just line it up again. No, so it's a lot different, again, in the flow of game for me, myself personally. Definitely affects it, but I know Coach Frank and, you know, Rusty and all of them are going to put a good plan in together for all the guys.
As a linebacker, especially, you know, how important run fits are and everything, you know, how difficult is it to find that balance between, you know, filling your gap, executing that, and then making a play?
I think it's just, you know, knowing when to take your shot, you know. You know what I'm saying? Take it and make it. If you take it, you make it. I mean, a lot of times, you know, you want to be aggressive. We're not robots out there. You know, the game ain't written up on a blackboard, just do this, and if that was the case, then the smartest coaches would always win.
Football versus real football.
Exactly, but also understand that if you take your shot, you better make that play. And I think that just comes with trusting your teammates. When you know you got dogs around you, that's gonna make up for you, like, give you that confidence that, like, look, I could go shoot this, I could backside that, because I know Grove gonna overlap and he gonna do this, and I know Yannick gonna set the edge, and if it all fails, I know Julian gonna clean it up in the back end. So just knowing, and that's just team defense. Defense is just a team sport, so I'm at a team game, so that's why I love playing. So.
And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, was the presser after Sunday's August 7th sold out practice for training camp for the Indianapolis Colts, the media presser. Guys, do not miss any sports update for your Indianapolis Colts here on Believe in Colts, brought to you by Bet Online. And as usual, have a good one. Go Colts!
Do you believe?
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.